peace treaty, Russian meddling. I'm John Trout. State Department officials say the seven-day reduction of violence deal promised by the Taliban in Afghanistan will begin tonight. Correspondent Barbara Starr.
A seven-day period of a so-called reduction in violence supposed to go into effect. Taliban agree no attacks. If there are attacks, the U.S. military will quickly try to determine who was responsible.
The plan could pave the way for a future deal that could see the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. There are reports that in the Oval Office, President Trump became furious that House lawmakers were briefed about possible Russian interference in the 2020 election. Democratic Representative Jim Himes said the president's reaction was uncalled for.
That is sending a message to the intelligence community that you better be very careful about saying things that I, Donald Trump, don't like.
Intelligence officials warned lawmakers that Russia is interfering to help President Trump get reelected.
Despite findings from U.S. intelligence, President Trump has repeatedly rejected the idea of Russia's influence on U.S. politics.
You know who got me elected? I got me elected. Russia didn't help me at all.
Democratic Rep. Kathleen Rice says Republicans need to take a stand.
Take that backbone and speak to this president and say, this is enough. It's enough.
I'm John Lawrence.
How will Nevada officials prevent problems that plagued Iowa voters at tomorrow's caucuses?
iPad. That's the answer Nevada Democratic Party officials have to the Iowa app failure. The concerns are, however, it is app-like, so some believe, but party officials say it is merely a bookmark in the web browser that takes volunteers to customize Google documents, such as a worksheet called a caucus calculator and a math sheet that helps tabulate caucus results as well as add in early voting numbers.
There's Jim Roop reporting from Las Vegas. On Wall Street, the Dow, adding to yesterday's losses, is now down 264 points. I'm John Trout.
Deborah's home was stolen. Now, I don't mean thieves stole stuff. I mean scammers literally stole her home. The FBI calls title theft one of the fastest growing white-collar crimes. And this story is why you need Home Title Lock. Deborah says criminals found the title to our home online and filed fraudulent documents claiming they owned our home. Wait, it gets worse. Deborah goes on to say, I was evicted from my own home and $85,000 in equity gone. Nobody believes you can get your home stolen this easily. This is why you need Home Title Lock, because no insurance or bank protects your home from title theft. First things first, go to HometitleLock.com and register your address to see if your home's title has been tampered with. You need to protect the legal title to your home so you don't end up like Deborah. Go to HometitleLock.com now for 60 risk-free days of protection. Again, that's HometitleLock.com. HometitleLock.com.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters with Yuma's best selection of rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Going on right now at Sprague Sports, it's the annual High Point Firearms Sale. 100% American made with a lifetime warranty. High Point Firearms on sale all week long, including High Point carbines in 9mm, 10mm, and 45 ACP, starting at just $249. And don't miss the High Point Yeet Cannon 9mm. American made with a lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. And special optics and suppressor package discounts too. You don't want to miss this. You can see the full line of High Point carbines and pistols during the High Point Firearms Sale. You've got to love that. Going on right now at Sprague Sports. With High Point, you never have to choose between reliability and affordability. High Point Firearms carry a lifetime guarantee, no questions asked. Sprague Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Partly cloudy and 81 today, 61 overnight tonight, northeast wind at 10. Morning showers possible on Saturday, 71 the high tomorrow, 53 tomorrow night, southwest wind at 15. It'll be sunny and 74 Sunday, 80 and sunny on Monday.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, Yuma Investment Group, and we got my partner, George Davis, also known as Big George.
Big George here, in the flesh. Good morning, Yuma. Happy Friday out there.
Big George, how you doing? Is that because you write the most business? They call it Big George?
That's right. That's
you write
right.
the most
yeah,
business?
Yeah.
That's good.
Hey, I got my house up for sale finally.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Were you trying to get a free shout-out on the radios?
Yeah, a little shout-out there.
Anyone, so anybody wants to live in Dome Valley up on the ridge, right?
That's right. That's right.
Nice views, yeah. right?
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about 15,000 square foot house. What do you got, George?
Two pools. No.
Hey, yeah, the market's,
Big George.
The market's strong, so hopefully you sell it. My bet is some YPG guy was sucking up, not wanting to drive as far.
Yeah, that's only 15 minutes from... out there, if you want to put your boat in Fisherman's Landing.
Can you hear the guns out there where you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, we're right there on the northeast corner there, actually. The proving ground's right there close. So it's pretty. It's just, you know, Teresa's mom's getting a little older. She's going to move in with us. And kids are active, tennis and baseball. So we're moving into town.
You can move into town.
Hey, I'm gonna have to bill you on the side for a little radio plug here that you're trying to get. This is Yig time, George. What are you going on?
Yeah.
Hey. So anyways, call in if you want. It's 344-5258. Any questions of that? But one of the things we want to bring up, and I know we brought this up before a couple last times, is the SECURE Act, which passed about a month and a half ago, is still causing a lot of questions and information that people aren't aware of. And I'm sure if you ask 10 people on the street, what's the SECURE Act? One item, they have no idea. But it's affecting us, it's affecting our market, I mean, our industry, and more importantly, the retirees. And today we just want to kind of go over it in more detail and talk about the pros and cons of what was passed. Before I do that, the other thing I want to do is give a big shout out. Tonight's going to be the Fort Yuma Mardi Gras Block Party downtown. Starts at 5 o'clock, 5 to 11. It's the 20th annual block party for our Rotary Club, one of our biggest fundraisers, so we definitely want support out there to keep everybody happy so we can raise some money. We're going to have a band out there, a live band, a big stage, full stage. We're going to have Milepost 30, which is a local band that's going to be playing out there. We're also going to have DJ Bobby Mack, who some of you guys might know as Bobby McClendon.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be out there. And then that's going to be on the south side of the Main Street. And on the north side, we're going to have a DJ down towards the movie theater, down towards that way. So we have kind of two activities going. But we're going to have vendors down there. They're going to be selling all types of food. We do have some Mardi Gras Louisiana vendors. They're going to be selling some gumbo and crayfish and some dishes down there that we represent Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be interesting. We're also going to have a costume party. So if anybody out there wants to dress up, we're gonna basically have a costume party, give away four gifts, first through fourth. And the sponsor of the gifts is going to be Bose. So I'm sure you're going to get some cool Bose stuff. I'm not sure what it is yet, but we'll find out today.
That's awesome. Where does one go to see what dressing up like Mardi Gras looks like? I know the beads. I'm not sure what to wear.
You go over to Tom's house.
That or you can just Google it, George.
Yeah, there you go.
Google Mardi Gras dress up.
I think Pirate's big.
Yeah.
Is Pirate big?
Yeah.
So anyways, what we're going to do is our people are walking around down there. We're going to give you a ticket if we like your mm-hmm. costume. And then at the end, we're going to call people up on stage, and then we'll let the crowd vote by cheers. So it's going to be a fairer approach than having a judge.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, hope everyone can go down there, and it's going to be a great event, and I'll tell you more about it in a little bit, but I want to get back to this security.
Sounds like fun. Is it until 11, you said?
Yeah, it's 5 to 11.
Okay.
I think the band stops at 10:30 or something, but
okay.
Yeah, they're going to have beer down there. You can walk around on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, a lot of activities going on tonight. I know me and Teresa are going to the Southwest Contractors Annual Dinner, but, you know, after that, we'll swing by and check it out.
Good, George. Spend some of that money.
That's right. Especially to benefit the Fort Yuma Rotary Club.
There's a Mardi Gras outfit for you, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're known
I like
as
that
the,
one.
Fort Yuma Rotary is known as the hardest working club and the funnest, George. That's word on the street.
I believe it.
Hey.
Especially after what tonight sounds like. It sounds like you put in a lot of work for it. It should be a lot of fun. So.
Thanks.
Get out there on Main Street.
And just a plug, the following month, we're going to do a Pint Fest, Prison Hill Pint Fest, which is going to be like our fourth annual up on Prison Hill.
Yeah.
They're going to have a bunch of beer tasters come into town from probably about 25 different vendors.
We couldn't find beer tasters in town?
Brewery. craft beer.
I could round some up, buddy.
Yeah. So you pay to get in, and they give you a little, you know, they give you a tasting glass, and can literally go around to all these 25 different tents and taste whatever beer. They have all types of beer, cider beer, some other stuff. And then they're also going to have a band there, too, so it'll be fun, but that's another event. So those are our two big events, you know, that keeps our club going, so... But back to business, George.
All right, let's get back to business, Tom. Here, this is a little challenge here for you, Tom. Without looking for lunch, I'll buy you lunch here, if you get it. You don't have to buy me if you don't.
Okay.
What's SECURE Act stand for? It's an acronym, SECURE. So what's it stand for?
I have no idea. I mean, is it security? I don't know.
Setting every community up for retirement enhancement.
First time I think I heard that.
Yeah.
I like how when the politicians pass a law, they make it sound really cool.
Yeah, I know.
That means you better read it carefully.
Every community up for Retirement Enhancement Act. So.
So let's talk about some of the big changes that this is causing. One of them is it's kicking the minimum distribution back from 70.5 to 72. So right now, if you have an IRA or qualified account, you have to, once you hit 70.5, they force you through a formula to take money out. If you don't, it's a 50% penalty. It's usually about 4% the first year, and it goes up every year based on your age.
Mm-hmm.
But that date's getting kicked back to 72. They haven't changed that date since it came out, which I believe was, you know, 30 years ago. So that's saying that people are living longer and that should be pushed out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether the thing that gets complicated is, if you're already taking the minimum distribution, you're stuck, meaning you can't kick it back.
So this is for 2020.
Yeah, so anybody presently taking the RMDs, if you're 70.5, that has to continue on the exact same way.
Okay.
And that's where the confusion comes in, because a lot of people are calling our office saying, hey, I stopped my RMD because, you know, I heard about it. Well, guess what? You don't qualify because you're already doing it. So it's going to start for 2020.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is
I had a client that was, that's this year, 2020. I had a client that was turning, let's see, their birthday was in 2019, their birthday was in July. So they were worried that they were going to have to start this year. But they would be okay for the 72 then.
70.5, yeah. So July, when did they turn 70.5? What month?
No, they turned 70 in July of last year.
August, October, November, December, January, yeah.
Barely, by 1 month, yeah. That's what I figured, so... They hit it, so they get to go till 72 since they're going to be 70.5 this year in 2020.
Yep.
Okay.
So anyways, watch out for that. The other thing that has come out with this act, and this to me is actually probably the worst thing that has came out with this SECURE. Read it one more time. What is it called?
Well, I thought it was I like what it's called because it's. Enhancement was in there. Let me find it again. I have to look it up.
Yeah, where you looked that up. Let me tell you what's going on. So basically before, if you inherited an IRA from your spouse, no problem. You just rolled the IRA into your account and it kept going and the rules stay the same. So for spouses, it's not much of a change. The change comes as when you inherited an IRA from someone else besides your spouse. And that's where this thing is really going to affect people and how they have to take the money out and also how they get taxed. But we're coming up here on a break. When we get back, I'll go into more detail on that. This is Money Talk, 560 AM.
'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, George Davis, Yuma Investment Group. We're talking about the SECURE Act, and you have the exact name. What is it called?
Yep. The Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act. So what we're talking a little bit about today is this takes effect, well, it passed in just last December of 19, but it takes effect here for 2020 is everything that we're talking about. And so Tom's going through some of the changes here. Pretty big changes, so we're not sure if this really is a retirement enhancement or not. But I think age 72 is beneficial to a lot
part
of people.
Part of it's positive, but this is the big negative is if you inherit an IRA from anybody besides your spouse, the old days is you can stretch that out. It's called a stretch IRA. So you'd roll the money as a beneficiary IRA to your name, and then they look at your life expectancy. The IRS has a very long life expectancy. I think everyone's living to like 95. But they stretch out your IRA over that period of time. So if someone who says 50 inherits an IRA, they can stretch it out for probably another 30, 40 years. And that is actually going away. And that's a big deal because if you have money compounded over another 20, 30, 40 years, that's going to be quite a bit more money. So the new rule is basically you have to withdraw the money within 10 years. And when you withdraw qualified money, it basically becomes taxable. So that's a bad thing. Now, most people that inherit money from their parents probably are probably in their 40s and 50s and maybe 60s, I mean, depending on where the parents are at. So a lot of times at that point in your life, a lot of people don't want the income. They don't need the income. If anything, they need to keep it in there for retirement. So now, when you have 10 years to withdraw the money, you can wait, do nothing, and then the 10th year, pull it all out, which is, you know, going to probably put you in a higher tax bracket, depending on how much money's in there. Well, the other thing you can do is draw out, you know, 1/10 every year for 10 years, or do 3 every other year. They don't care.
Right.
Basically, it has to be out within 10 years.
So they basically got rid of the RMD. There's no required minimum distribution. It's just you got to have it all out after 10 years.
Correct.
Whether that's...
Now, there are some exceptions to this rule. So the one exception is your spouse, if it's a spouse IRA to another spouse, that doesn't qualify.
Mm-hmm.
But the other rule is, if there's a 10-year difference, then you can use the old rule. So let's just say, hypothetically, your parent passes away at 60, and you're, say, 50, so you're within 10 years, then it reverts back to the old rule. So if there's a 10-year age difference...
Old rule meaning that you can stretch it out over your lifetime, and you have to take so much each year, but you don't have to drain it all in 10 years.
Which we think is very positive, just with the compounding interest and time. Now, the other people that this doesn't apply to is if you have any minors. So if you have a beneficiary who's under the age of a minor,
mm-hmm.
who is 18 or 21, depending on what state you're in, then they don't have to do the 10-year withdrawal. But once they hit majority age, then it kicks in for 10 years.
Okay.
So it's not like you know, once you're in forever.
Right.
So so it affects minors. Don't have to worry about it. Also, people that are disabled don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the people that aren't going to have to worry about it. But what that means...
One more is the chronically ill.
Okay.
That would be the fifth one.
Yeah.
If you're...
So that's probably a great definition.
Yeah. Well,
some days you look chronically ill, George.
Hey, well, you know, you stretch out my IRA if I look it, so...
we think that's a big deal that you need to watch out for, at least plan for.
And that one, Tom, is one of the biggest deals. You know, bills have that stretch IRA is a big deal for non-spousal beneficiaries. So in the readings I've been looking at, it says one thing to make the listeners aware of is if you have your trust as the primary beneficiary in your IRA, then you better take a look at it. Either contact us at Yuma Investment Group so we can talk to you a little bit about that, but that's one thing that they made pertinent is if you have an IRA and you have your trust named as beneficiary, is a good time with this SECURE Act to reevaluate that.
And the reason why they say that is before, if you had your trust as the primary beneficiary, a lot of trusts have a provision called a look-through or pass-through trust. And what that means is that whoever the money goes to, they can open up IRA beneficiary IRA accounts and keep the money, you know, in that person's name, and then they keep stretching it out if they want to. But in a trust account, they have 5 years to liquidate, not 10. So it shortens.
And it's a higher tax bracket, possibly too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but you know, 10 years and 5 years is quite a bit different.
Okay.
Now, one of the solutions, you know, you're always looking for an angle on like what makes sense, and I'm not giving advice here, but it depends on everyone's circumstances. But one of the things they say might become more relevant is if people convert their IRA money to a Roth IRA. Now, if you do a conversion, so IRA money was pre-tax dollars. And you can apply this to your 401k or qualified money. If you convert it to a Roth IRA, at that point it becomes a taxable event, so you will pay tax. Now keep in mind, the Trump tax cuts are going back after 2025. So there was a tax cut. So if you are going to convert and pay tax, it might behoove you, unless they extend it or something changes, to do it before 2025. But the kicker is, once the money's in, so it's a taxable event when you convert to a Roth, but once the money's in a Roth IRA, it will grow for 10 more years until you have to withdraw it.
Mm-hmm.
Because even in a Roth IRA, if you're a beneficiary of a Roth and it's not your spouse, you still got the 10-year rule. So let's just say, hypothetically, someone gets a 7% return on your money, hypothetical. Means you're double your money in about 10 years, which is about 10 years is when you have to withdraw the money.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, when that money, if it doubles in size and you have to withdraw, when you pull money out of a Roth, there's absolutely no tax, right?
Correct.
So that's huge for the beneficiary. So let's just say you had $100,000 in a IRA account, and you inherited it, not your spouse, and you're going to leave it in for 10 years and then pull it out. So that $100,000 could be about $200,000. 7% return, and then it's taxable. So that's saying pay the tax early, do it while Trump has taxes lower and his provision, and then let it grow, and then you reap the reward at the end with no tax.
So after 10 years, let's say you took the $200,000 out, it'd be tax-free.
Yeah.
So they converted it,
yeah,
and it already...
But someone would pay some tax when you convert it.
When you convert
and
it.
You can either pay out of your pocket, or you can pay out of the funds. It gives you a choice either
and
way.
And that would satisfy that five-year rule of establishing a Roth and having to wait 5 years to get it tax-free. And you could...
That is true. Let's talk about that. I'm glad you brought that up, because this is another thing that frustrates people. So a lot of people are looking to retire, and they hear about the Roth IRA, which is, I think, one of the best-kept secrets. Call it the golden goose that dodges taxes for the rest of your life. But you put money in a Roth, it's after-tax money, it grows deferred, and then after 59 and a half, there's no tax. And you're not required to do a minimum distribution like you are from an IRA. Because you got to remember, if someone's still living with an IRA account, after age 72 now, they're going to be required to do a minimum distribution. Mm-hmm. A Roth IRA, you don't have to. But the reason why we like it is when the funds get pulled out, either for the owner or for the beneficiary, it will be tax-free money.
Correct.
So...
So that you had a point there on the five-year rule.
Oh,
because
yeah,
some
yeah.
people think...
Yeah, so what happens is a lot of retirees know they got to put away money, then you know, and they're trying to get things situated, so they want to fund Roth IRAs, and that's fine, you can, but the kicker is you have to leave a Roth there for 5 years or there is a penalty on it.
Mm-hmm.
So now here's the kicker. If you open up a Roth with, say, $100... left it there for 5 years, you qualify as having a Roth for 5 years.
Correct.
So they don't care about the dollar amount. They just care about it being open.
And you don't have to worry about starting the five-year window up again with a conversion or another contribution. It's that first one.
Yeah, so what that means is if someone's going to retire in 5 years and they start a Roth, and then say the last 2 years before they retire, they fund the Roth, they can literally touch that right after 59 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So for a lot of you retirees out there, you might want to get a Roth started. That's also important because if you, this is another tricky thing that people get stuck on. If you roll money from a Roth 401k or thrift savings 401k, Roth, so it's Roth money.
Mm-hmm.
If you roll it to an IRA account, a Roth IRA, how long do you think you have to have the money in there before you can touch it?
5 years.
5 years. So for all you government employees out there that have mm-hmm. Roth thrift savings, for that, if you plan on touching your Roth money when you retire, you better get an account open, a Roth open, so that five-year clock starts ticking,
mm-hmm.
so that when you need the funds, it's available.
Yeah, that's a good point, Tom, because people think employees, especially we have a lot of TSP, Thrift Savings Plan employees, government, and if they're in the a Roth component of their TSP, they think maybe that starts the five-year clock. It does not. You have to roll that out to a Roth in your own name to start the five-year clock. But with the Secure Act, some of these changes that came in for TSP are beneficial. And they can take, instead of once-in-a-lifetime distribution, it's 4 per calendar year now. So there's some things that if you're a federal employee and thrift savings plan, that you should be looking at with this Secure Act. So.
And we'll take another break here. This is Money Talk, 5-6 a.m.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters with Yuma's best selection of rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Going on right now at Sprague Sports, it's the annual High Point Firearms Sale. 100% American made with a lifetime warranty. High Point Firearms on sale all week long, including High Point carbines in 9mm, 10mm, and 45 ACP, starting at just $249. And don't miss the High Point Yeet Cannon 9mm. American made with a lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. And special optics and suppressor package discounts too. You don't want to miss this. You can see the full line of High Point carbines and pistols during the High Point Firearm Sale. You've got to love that. Going on right now at Sprague Sports. With High Point, you never have to choose between reliability and affordability. High Point Firearms carry a lifetime guarantee, no questions asked. Sprague Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street.
Yuma's Hunting and Shooting Headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning. I'm Aziza Schuler with your KYMA News 11 update. An 18-year-old high school student is behind bars after police say he had a weapon in his possession at school. Yuma Union High School District is claiming it didn't see the incident as a threat and parents were not notified. This all happened Wednesday at Vista High School. The school district says it doesn't notify parents of disciplinary actions of other students, and that's why they didn't inform them. A very similar situation playing out in the Valley. A Southwest High School student is facing serious consequences after police say he took a gun on campus. Officials found out about the incident because they say the student took a selfie with the weapon. A styrofoam factory caught on fire in Mexicali Thursday. There are more than 200 factory workers who had to be evacuated. The factory is located south of Mexicali near Tijuana Highway. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will see you right back here for more news.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIP.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Good Friday, everybody. Tonight we're having our Mardi Gras block party downtown from 5 to 11 o'clock. We have a band down there, Milepost 30, on a big stage. We have DJ Bobby Mack, and we're going to have a DJ on the other end. Should be a great event. We'll have Mardi Gras food, Cajun food. Angry Crab has a booth there, and they're going to be doing a lot of cool crayfish and other type of dishes. I want to give a shout-out. This is our 20th annual Mardi Gras block party. It's our biggest fundraising for the Fort Yuma Rotary Club, which is known as the hardest working and the funnest club, George. But anyways, Alexander Ford has been our major sponsor, and they've been doing this for well over, I would say, 7, 8, 9 years. Our second major sponsors, and this is a new one that came on board, is Country Club RV. Everyone out there, I don't know if you guys know Blake Starworth. He's the general manager out there, and he stepped up, and he's also going to have a couple rigs out there. So if anybody's in the market to look at some things, at least talk to somebody. He has a couple of RVs out there.
Uh-oh, he does?
Well, if you drink too much, maybe you can just sleep it off in the RV.
There we go. Some pretty nice ones he's going to have out there, too.
We also have Blue Cross Blue Shield as a major sponsor, and they've always stepped up. So now that I think Obamacare is slowly getting whittled down, I think Blue Cross, these guys probably are happy to be back in the game. Platinum sponsor.
Well, until the affordable, Medicare for All comes in. You better grab that while you can.
Yeah. Let's see how that goes. We also have MAL, which is a medical billing service. Mary Alice Lopez stepped up as a platinum sponsor. Gold sponsor, we have Ahern Rentals. They've been giving us all the lighting out there, the generators, and giving us a lot of equipment that costs a lot of money. We also have El Dorado. You guys ever hear of El Dorado Radio? They've given us some good radio time. Appreciate that. We got Bose, as always. Bose steps up. Meisenheimer Evasion and Tenant, CPAs of gold sponsor. The Vein Center of Arizona, Dr. Larson, he's stepped up, so that's great to have that. And then we also have the White Sheet. And then we also have a company that you probably never heard of, George, called Yuma Investment Group.
I've heard good things about them.
They're stepping up too.
They better be a gold sponsor. Okay.
So one of the things we're doing this year, because we're always trying to cause people to be happy and buzz, is we put together a discount card. You know those discount cards that are about the size of a credit card, and you put them in your wallet, and it gives you some type of discount.
Mm.
So we went out to business owners, and basically we did things a little different. And we had the business owners pay to have their discount put on the card, and then we're giving the cards away. So usually you have to pay $10 if you bought them from
bucks for the
high school kids or whoever nonprofit. But we're going to be giving them away, and we're going to be giving out 2,500 of these cards last year or tonight. So come by the booth, and you'll probably see people out there giving them away. Now, I want to give a couple shout-outs to that because this gift card is going to have 10% off service by Accord Automotive, and the gift card is going to go from Mardi Gras to next year's Mardi Gras, so it's a 12-month span.
Mm-hmm.
We also have 15% off for Botox filler and laser from Amara Rejuve.
Well, you're going to be using that one, Todd.
For my wife, not for me. We also have 25% off for Arizona Fire Systems. So if you're going to be putting in some fire codes or that. And then we also have on the backside, I'm going to spend a little time reading these off because I want to thank these sponsors. Country Club RV has a $500 off of the RV purchase. Anybody out there looking to buy an RV, bring that card, save some money. Gateway Mortgage is $500 off a mortgage. Some of you guys might know they've kind of a newer mortgage company in town. They're actually our neighbors on 16th Street across from Wells Fargo.
Next is Martin Pino.
Courtney Garcia is running that, but you want to need a mortgage, $500 off. Laser Gal has, if you book a facial, you get free cleanser for Laser Gal.
Oh.
So that, again, George.
Free what?
Cleanser. Cleanser.
Okay. Cleanser. That's
cleanser,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I needed this little thing taken off of my nose, so maybe it's a good time to do it.
No, they would do that, actually.
Get that cleanser.
I've actually had a mole on my eyebrow, and they went in there and burned it off.
Nice.
And it was
lasered it.
Doctor, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So then there was a free financial plan by Yuma Investment Group, so take advantage of that.
Yep.
We got DNS Pool, so pool service is 10% off your monthly service. SignPro has 15% off your next banner order. I don't know about you, but I've recently ordered some banners, and banners add up money-wise.
Yeah.
So 15% off is pretty nice. Ram Pest has a 35% off for the first pest service. So that's pretty good. Ronnie Martin, local bug guy. We also have 10% off for the thrift store, the Humane Society thrift store. 10% off of that. Here's one of the better cards, I think. So free bucket of balls from Desert Hills Golf Course for range balls. So those buckets cost either $5 or $6. So you can get pretty much free buckets of balls. That's worth it. Hansberger.
But that's not a one time. I can get it every time I go.
Hello.
Yes, sir. I mean, as far as I know.
Ooh, I'd keep love it. Maybe I'd get out there on the range and get almost as good as Russ.
So Hansberger has $10 off their labor, Hansberger Refrigeration. The Realty Group has a $500 discount if you refer someone to the buy-sell a house or property. The Haunted House of Yuma, I don't know if you guys know Mark Plant. He owns Main Street Physical Therapy. He does the Haunted House in October out on the Mesa.
Yeah.
He also has one in December. This is a 2-for-1 entry. Doesn't seem like a big deal, but I think they charge $8 or $9 to get in. Save you $9, $8.
Big deal.
And then we have FTS Auto Services has 10% off of service up to $50. So that's auto mechanical stuff. Klein's Electric, 10% off service work. So when you need to get a big job at your house, George, in the electrician.
Ooh, 10% off, that could be a big deal.
Vane Center has a free visit, which usually runs about $60. So if you want to go to the doc for that.
So that's for my varicose veins?
Yes.
Nice. I've been looking at those, wondering.
Yeah, going to get you cleaned up.
Well, if I'm going to be wearing that Mardi Gras outfit tonight, I need those things gone.
Also those veins on the side of your nose, George.
Yeah, those too. Yeah.
Your ears. The last one is RX Positive. Basically, they're going to do 5% off of a purchase. So anyways, it's not the typical discount card where you get, you know,
it's
Taco
free.
Bell, and it's free. So come by the Rotary booth. We'll be giving them out, and you can use them for the rest of the year and hopefully give these business owners new business and a plug. So
I like that idea, Tom. Was that you? came up with that card.
Well, I don't want to pat myself on the back, George.
I don't know why y'all do every day.
Hey, yeah, now that you brought that up, I do got to pat myself on the back. So when I was the president of our Rotary Club 20 years ago, we were always looking for a fundraiser. And actually, you don't want to do 100 of them and make a little bit of money. We were doing the fair booth, and that was painful because we would have to spend the whole week working the booth, and a lot of times the money wasn't always there. So anyways, as president, I got the idea that we should have a block party. And down there, they didn't have a lot of block parties. I mean, it was kind of... So anyways, we jumped on board there and started this Mardi Gras block party. And basically, it's turned into... I'm told it's one of the biggest block parties in Yuma. And you probably have, 5,000, 7,000, 8,000 people down there.
Mm-hmm.
And
awesome.
And it's fun. Anyways, though, it turned out to be a great fundraiser for Fort Yuma. And, we hope we can keep raising money to keep giving away.
Good job, Tom. Hey, while we're on it, because a lot of people don't know, and we don't talk enough about it, so these business owners will pay to be on this card, and then tonight you're going to be making funds for Fort Yuma Rotary. There's Yuma Rotary, there's North, and there's Somerton Rotary. What do you do with the money? I mean, because people say, what is Rotary? What do they do with it? Is it local? I mean, what's the...
George, I'd have to spend an hour if you want to go into detail. Just but to make a long story short,
the last 5 minutes before the break,
we give a lot of money out to nonprofits, and I don't know the exact number, but we take all the 5 nonprofits in Yuma, we give out upwards of tens of thousands of dollars. We also give out scholarship money for high school kids. That's a big plug. We also support things like the kids burn camp. We've been supporting that a lot, and I'm sure I'm going to miss a lot. But basically,
a lot of the schools too. If you see some of the playgrounds, a lot of the.
Thanks for bringing that up, because I would have gotten. So we've actually put in playground equipment for I believe 10 schools.
Mm-hmm.
This last one was Alice Byrne. Doesn't seem like a big deal, but when you're a little kid, you always want to go on the play. Recess was the place to look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
But these playground equipments, by the time you buy them all and assemble them with our manpower, I mean, you're talking upwards of $30,000-$40,000. And the manpower probably pushed you past that. So we do that all within 2 days. So we've been doing that. But, it really depends on the president and what the board decides they want to spend it on. But it all goes back to either nonprofit or some event that...
In the local community. And then Rotary's got a huge footprint, over 1.2 million members or something, worldwide. A lot of things with clean water and doing a lot of things for impoverished countries, international projects.
Getting... Water to
it's a big deal. A lot of people don't know what Rotary does, but and these fundraisers help us accomplish that.
So plug out there too. If you're a business owner or manager and you feel you're in the rut of working every day and you kind of want something more, Rotary Club would be a great thing to join. Usually it's a lunch or breakfast or dinner. There's I believe there's 7 of them in Yuma County.
Mm-hmm.
Could be wrong. One's down in San Luis. One's in Somerton. I think we got 4 or 5 in Yuma. But anyways, what it allows you to do is go out, associate with other people, business owners have the same interest, and then come up with an idea on what they can do to... Usually it's about raising money and then giving the money away. But it... fulfilling...
Well, the camaraderie, too. I mean, it's supposed to be fun while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Like tonight should be a lot of fun, those type of things.
Yeah.
A lot of work, though, and fun. A lot of work and fun.
A lot of the work on these big events really happens before the event. Now, granted, everybody has to show up to work their shift and that, but it's usually, it's going to be a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
So go tonight, Mardi Gras Block Party.
Yep.
And you're in, what club are you in, George? I think the Old Man's Club, is that the exact term?
Yeah, the Old Man's Club, Yuma Rotary Club, Tuesdays at the Country Club for lunch, so if anyone wants to go. And the thing that's on Rotary, Tom, back in the day, it used to be more, okay, you go to Rotary, you do your thing, you don't really do any networking. It's not made to, generate business. But they're realizing, just like everybody else in this day and age with social media and meeting people, that you do want to at least be able to, talk to people and talk about your business and do some networking. So that is involved now in Rotary. It's not the primary thing, but it's not frowned upon like it used to be. So good opportunity to meet business owners, and especially if you're new to the community.
Yeah.
And you can come have lunch, see what it's like, ask a Rotarian like Tom to buy you lunch. And
Google Rotary Clubs of Yuma, and I tell you the place where to go and what to do. So
mm-hmm.
So we'll take another break here. This is Money Talk, 560 AM.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, IPC.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. NRA SIPC.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here and George Davis. Great Friday in Yuma. Hopefully the spring stays pretty nice before it gets too hot.
Yeah, it's been warming up a little bit lately, but yeah. So we're talking about the Secure Act, Tom, and a couple of things that they were mentioned is we're not giving advice, but if anyone's interested in pursuing these avenues, but they say life insurance might be a big winner on this Secure Act. Why? Because if you have 10 years to pull out those IRA funds, then you're going to pay tax on the pullout, hopefully at a lower tax bracket, like you said, with the taxes down right now. But then you can use the after-tax funds to put into some type of a permanent life insurance product that can build the cash value. And so people that are big on wanting control after they die and the money's going to be tax-free because it's a life insurance product, that's something else to look at too. So,
yep. There's a lot of different strategies to look at. They also gave, if you're thinking about opening up a retirement plan for your business, they have this Secure Act has a increased tax credit. So basically, you can get a $5,000 tax credit if you open up a small business retirement plan. And then they give you an additional tax credit of $500 for a three-year period. So basically what they're trying to do is get businesses to open up more retirement plans for their employees. One of the other benefits is if you adopt a kid, you can pull money out of your IRA account and not be hit with a 10% penalty. And that's up to $5,000. And I just had one of my clients out of Texas is adopting a family member who has some fentanyl issues with her parents. But anyway, she was pulling money out, and I said, hey, by the way, when you do your taxes, make sure you're aware of this, because you won't have to pay a 10% penalty on the $5,000, which is, what, $500. So that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
So what else you got it?
Well, I'd kind of like to talk a little bit about the Arizona tax credit, because I know people are getting ramped up for doing their taxes, and some people still may not be aware that you have up until April 15th. They changed it a couple, 2 or 3 years ago, to do an Arizona tax credit instead of doing it and having to do the tax credit in 2019. So you have up till April 15th. So if you get your taxes and you're seeing that you owe Arizona state tax, it's a great way to contribute to what's called a QCO, Qualified Charitable Organization, which help people or impoverished or people that need money. So, for example, Amberley's or Crossroads Mission. You can do $400 if you're single, $800 if you're joint, and that's an actual tax credit, one-for-one tax credit for Arizona State.
So what a lot of people don't realize is with the change in the tax law that Trump had, basically he moved the deductible so people can do a deduction on their income tax. He doubled it. I think it went from, like, don't quote me, but $10,000 to $20,000 or 12,000
yep.
to 24.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, the typical family is not getting enough deductions and make it off their taxes. So a lot of these nonprofits, I talk to people are getting hurt because, you know, basically people will contribute if they think they can write it off or some of it.
Mm-hmm.
But now that there's such a high deduction, a lot of these nonprofits are getting squeezed. So this Arizona tax credit is a great way to divert your tax money. Instead of paying it to the state, and then the state collects it and doles it out, however the state doles it out, which I'm sure a lot stays around Phoenix area, Maricopa, basically you can divert that tax money to whether it's a nonprofit, and they have to be qualified. It's not any nonprofit. Usually it's something about helping out people. Like
mm-hmm.
I know the Humane Society can't take the money because it's animals, but...
Right.
But then you could also give it to private schools. I don't know if you have numbers on the private schools and how much.
Yeah,
you give it to public schools.
And then you were bringing up foster care. There's also a qualified foster care that's...
So let's start with public schools
or
private schools. Give people the numbers.
You want to do the private first? So the maximum allowable for contribution to a private school is $1,138 for a married couple filing jointly and $569 for single.
Okay, so let me tell you what that means. So if you're a married couple and you probably make more than $40,000, $50,000, you're paying about 3% state. So you got about a $1,500, give or take, tax bill.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is stroke a check. It has to go directly to the organization that funds it. So there's programs around town that funds it. There's the YES program. There's the
YES program.
There's another one with...
With Veronica Shore? Yeah, the one that...
Well, no, I'm talking with Rex Pope has one upstairs.
Oh, okay.
I'm in trouble for not knowing it.
But
basically, you just want to make sure you fund it the right way, because it has to be, there's a mm-hmm. way to fund it. You have to fill out an application, submit it, because it has to be documented. But anyways, so you send that money on to whoever it's going to go to, and then when you file your taxes, you put down that you've paid that amount, and it basically is like you paid state tax on it. So it's just diverting the state tax money somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So it is money that's coming out of your pockets. You have to be able to stroke a check, but you will get all that money back when you file your taxes. And for some reasons, if you don't get the money back because you didn't make enough for that, it will also carry forward, so you get back the following year.
So the neat thing too, Tom, is, well, let's talk about public schools, because you can do public schools, whether that's, let's say, for example, District 1, Crane, Yuma High School. And they're less, but you can still do $200 for single and $400 for married. Now, on the public school side, you can't do, for example, I couldn't do $400 for Alice Byrne, where my son goes, and then $400 for Cibola, where my other son goes. So you have to pick either one, or you can split them up. But the neat thing about the public schools, and you can talk a little bit more about the private side, Tom, but... I can, if I put $400 towards Alice Byrne, I can direct it right to drama, for example. Or Cibola, I could just get specific and go right to tennis or right to track, something like that. So you can you have a, you know, an interest when your kid's at one of these schools and you want to help out the sport that they're in, you can do that. And then on the private side, for the Yuma Catholic, for example, you can designate to a certain kid, right? Is that still correct?
Yes, and you can't do it to your kid, but
yeah, your own.
You can do it to someone else's kid, and they can do it back to your kid.
Okay.
The good thing about that too is you can actually do it many times. So if you have, you know, 5 or 6 family members that pay taxes, they can just give $1,000 to your kid's tuition.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that's a big deal. I think Yuma Catholic runs about $10,000 a year, so if you can get some of that paid off, that's a big deal.
So can you do it to, for example, nieces and nephews? Just not your own son or daughter? Is that what that means?
Yeah. Yeah, you can give it to...
Or grandkids probably too.
Yeah, you can give it... You know, I don't know how close they follow it, but...
Right.
In the rules, you can't give it directly to your person.
Okay.
But you can, you know, say, hey, I'm going to give it to your kid, give it to my kid or something like that. But it's something that, you know, I know a lot of the... people at private schools, in my case, St. Francis, IC, and Human Lutheran, a lot of the parents really wouldn't send their kids there if they didn't get that.
They're warned for that tax credit, okay.
Because, I mean, I think that's to go to grade school, it's about $3,500 but to go there, and if you can do a $1,000 tax credit, I mean, that cuts out quite a bit of it. And if your uncle or your brothers or your mom or dad or someone can do it also, then you kind of wipe down that bill, so...
So that's coming up April 15th, of course, if you're getting ready to do your taxes and you want to do an Arizona tax credit and direct it here locally, you can do that for a charitable organization, private school, public school. So definitely take a look into that. You want to, we're almost done here, finished up. Tom, did you want to make another plug for the Mardi Gras tonight?
Sure. So downtown tonight, Mardi Gras block party, biggest block party in Yuma. Going to have a full stage band.
Hardest
working, funnest club, and best looking club. we're going to have a Milepost 30, which is a band going to be playing. We're going to have DJ Bobby Mack. Should be a fun time. We're going to have a costume contest, dress up, and we'll get you up on stage and see who can win. The winners are going to get products from Bose, so it should be some pretty cool products because Bose turns out great products.
Now, does it cost anything to get in?
It doesn't. Just show up.
Nice.
Yep.
Hey, there you go.
And they'll be serving, there'll be two places down there serving beer. You can walk around on Main Street with the beer and a lot of food vending, especially some Mardi Gras food vending, Louisiana-type cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think they're going to do tacos and some of the traditional Yuma stuff. But they're also going to have a kids section. So if you're wondering, should I bring my family? It's a family event. Kids section has a bunch of stuff that, you know, kids can run around in, jump around in. I think they're going to have a zip line down there, too. So, anyway, it should be interesting. But come down, Mardi Gras Block Party, and I want to thank all the sponsors that has helped out with this.
Yeah, it should be a good time. So
yep.
That's,
and by the way, George,
weather's going to be perfect.
George is selling his house, Dome Valley.
Yeah, Dome Valley. Anyone that wants interested, to come down to the block party, I'll be there with my picture of my house.
329-1700. Call the office, and George will sell it to you. Anyways, this is Money Talk, 5 6 a.m. Everyone have a great weekend.
And he looks at her and says, hey, darling, I can remember when you could start with love. Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America?
Opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
From the one-hour air conditioning and heating studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU.